आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम वीसी प्रमोद। द हेडलाइंस: Donald Trump to be sworn in as 47th President of the United States today. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar to attend the swearing-in ceremony. 55th Annual Meeting of World Economic Forum to begin today in Davos. Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnav to lead the Indian delegation at the five-day event. First three hostages arrive in Israel under Gaza ceasefire agreement. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla to inaugurate All India Presiding Officers Conference in Patna today. IMD forecasts rain and snowfall in several parts of North India during next 5 days due to western disturbance. And India creates history in inaugural edition of Khokho World Cup as both men's and women's teams lift trophies in New Delhi. Donald Trump will take oath as the 47th President of the United States of America today. The presidential oath will be held in the presence of United States Chief Justice John Roberts in Washington, D.C. The swearing-in ceremony is scheduled to start at 8:30 p.m. IST. Mr. Trump will also deliver his inaugural address as part of the official transfer of power. J.D. Vance will be sworn in as U.S. Vice President. Several foreign leaders are expected to attend the swearing-in ceremony. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar will represent India at the ceremony. Ahead of his oath, 78-year-old Trump addressed supporters at a victory rally in Washington, D.C. last night. He told a packed arena that he plans to sign a host of executive orders on the first day of his presidency.
And we're going to end the Biden war on American energy and unleash our energy resources to quickly defeat inflation and achieve the lowest cost of energy and electricity on earth. And we're going to be using our emergency powers to allow countries and entrepreneurs and people with a lot of money build big plants, AI plants. We need double the energy that we already have, and it's going to end up being more than that. We're going to slash the regulations, environmental regulations that are really put in there in order to stop progress in this country. We're going to also slash something else, the waste in our bloated federal bureaucracy. We will create the new Department of Government Efficiency, headed by a gentleman named Elon Musk.
The 55th World Economic Forum, WEF, annual meeting will begin today at Davos in Switzerland. During the five-day event, India's model of inclusive growth and digital revolution will be highlighted. Indian delegation will be spearheaded by Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav, along with Jal Shakti Minister C.R. Patil, Civil Aviation Minister K. Ram Mohan Naidu, Food Processing Industries Minister Chirag Paswan, and Minister of State for Skill Development and Entrepreneurship Jayant Chaudhary. More from our correspondent.
The annual meeting is a forum for global leaders to consider key global and regional challenges. India's participation in World Economic Forum aims to strengthen partnerships, attract investments, and position the country as a global leader in sustainable development and technological innovations. A high-level representatives from six states, Andhra Pradesh, Maharashtra, Telangana, Tamil Nadu, Uttar Pradesh, and Kerala, will showcase the region's industrial advancements, investment opportunities, and success stories as part of India's ongoing economic transformation. During the five-day event, there will be a discussion about inclusive growth, investment in social, physical, and digital infrastructure, and on democratizing technology. With Dipendra Kumar, Saklayan Akhtar, Akashwani News, Delhi.
The first three hostages released from Hamas captivity in Gaza have arrived in Israel. Three Israeli women were finally freed yesterday after 471 days in captivity on the first day of a ceasefire agreement between Israel and Hamas. Emily Damari, a British Israeli, Doron Steinbreker, a veterinary nurse, and Romy Gonen had been abducted from the Nova Music Festival by Hamas on the 7th of October 2023. The released Israeli women were handed over via the Red Cross and reunited with their families after medical checks. There are the first of 33 Israeli hostages expected to be released. Israel has also released 90 Palestinian prisoners as part of the ceasefire deal with Hamas. the 85th session of the prestigious All India Presiding Officers Conference, AIPOC, will begin today in Patna. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla will inaugurate the two-day conference, which is being held in Bihar after an interval of 43 years. Presiding officers from different legislative bodies across the country, Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha, will discuss the theme, 75th Anniversary of Constitution, Contribution of Parliament and State Legislative Bodies in Strengthening Constitutional Values. More from our correspondent.
Bihar is hosting the prestigious conference for the third time. Bihar Assembly Speaker Nandkishore Yadav said Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla will chair the inaugural session of the conference at Central Hall of Bihar Legislative Assembly. The plenary session will be held in the State Assembly this afternoon. Around 300 delegates, including speakers, deputy speakers, chairmen and deputy chairmen of different legislative bodies, have reached Patna to attend the conference. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, News, Patna.
Today is the last day for withdrawal of nominations for Delhi Assembly elections. A total of 719 candidates are in the fray for 70 seats. The highest number of 23 candidates are in New Delhi Assembly constituency, while the lowest number of 5 candidates are in Patel Nagar and Kasturba Nagar seats. As per the Chief Electoral Officer, a total of 477 nominations have been rejected out of 1,522 nominations. The voting for the Delhi Assembly elections will be held on the 5th of next month and the counting will take place on 8th of February. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at the rate AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. And now some news from the ongoing Mahakumbh in Prayagraj. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath has directed officials to enhance crowd management and communication systems in the Mahakumbh Mela area in view of the upcoming Republic Day festival as well as Mauni Amavasya and Basant Panchami Amrit Snans. He emphasized for a robust security arrangement during the Amrit Snans on the 29th of January and the 3rd of next month. We have a report.
The Chief Minister directed that for better crowd management on special days, movement on the pontoon bridges should be kept one way. He said the entire Mela area should be declared a no-vehicle zone on Mauni Amavasya and Basant Panchami. Yogi Adityanath emphasized that the sentiments of the devotees must be respected and officials should proactively assist anyone in need. In view of the expected visit of several dignitaries, including President, Vice President and Prime Minister in Prayagraj in the coming days, Yogi Adityanath directed that all necessary preparations should be completed on time. He also directed officials to ensure uninterrupted electricity and water supply, proper maintenance of toilets and cleanliness. On the other hand, railway authorities were asked to implement special arrangements from 25th of January to 5th of next month. Railway officials informed that over 200 Mela special trains are planned for Mauni Amavasya. Anand Kumar for Akashwani News, Prayagraj.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi mentioned the Ratapani Tiger Reserve of Madhya Pradesh in the Mann Ki Baat program. Ratapani is the 8th Tiger Reserve area of Madhya Pradesh and the 57th Tiger Reserve area of the country. More from our correspondent.
Madhya Pradesh Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav has thanked the Prime Minister for bringing the Ratapani Tiger Reserve into discussion in front of country and abroad.
मैं इस बात का गर्व है कि भोपाल वो राजधानी बनी है जहां पर मनुष्य और सहअस्तित्व की भावना से कई सड़कों पे दिन में मनुष्य घूमते हैं रात में टाइगर घूमते हैं हमारे लिए सौभाग्य की बात है.
He said that on the advice of the Prime Minister we will implement the good experiment done in Assam regarding elephants in Madhya Pradesh as well. Ratapani Tiger Reserve is the only tiger reserve in the country which is very close to the state capital. There are more than 90 tigers and other wild animals in this reserve. Ratapani Tiger Reserve was inaugurated on 13 December last year. It is spread over about 1,271 square kilometers. Sanjeev Sharma, Akashwani News, Bhopal.
A Mumbai court has remanded Bangladeshi citizen Shariful Islam Shehzad, an accused in actor Saif Ali Khan attack case, to 5 days police custody. Shehzad is accused of attacking and injuring actor Saif Ali Khan on Thursday after being caught trespassing at the actor's Bandra residence. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast rain and snowfall in the western Himalayas, Jammu and Kashmir, Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand due to western disturbance in the next 5 days. Talking to media, IMD scientist Dr. Naresh Kumar said there is a possibility of rain in Punjab, Haryana, western Uttar Pradesh, Delhi NCR and North Rajasthan on Wednesday and Thursday.
आने वाले पांच दिन वेस्टर्न हिमालय रीजन में जम्मू कश्मीर हिमाचल उत्तराखंड वहां पे रेनफॉल और स्नोफॉल होता रहेगा प्लेन्स पे पंजाब हरियाणा एनसीआर दिल्ली वेस्ट यूपी नॉर्थ राजस्थान 22 और 23 को रेनफॉल एक्टिविटी हो सकता है
टीम इंडिया क्रिएटेड हिस्ट्री बाय विनिंग बोथ द मेंस एंड द वुमेन्स टाइटल्स एट द फर्स्ट एवर खो खो वर्ल्ड कप वी हैव अ रिपोर्ट
In the men's final, Nepal's team put up a good fight in the final but could not match India's performance. The Indian men's team had a remarkable journey, starting with big wins against Brazil, Peru and Bhutan in the group stages. They continued their winning streak by beating Bangladesh in the quarterfinals and defeating a strong South African team in the semifinals. On the other hand, the Indian women's team dominated their final match from the very beginning, using clever strategies to keep Nepal on the defense. Their journey was equally impressive, with wins over South Korea, Iran and Malaysia in the group stages. They defeated Bangladesh in the quarterfinals and South Africa in the semifinals. Abhishek Kapil, Akashwani News, Delhi.
President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have congratulated the Indian men's and women's team on winning the first ever Kho Kho World Cup. In the Men's Hockey India League, HIL, the Vedanta Kalinga Lancers staged an extraordinary comeback to edge past the Delhi SG Pipers 3-2 in a shootout at the Birsa Munda Stadium in Rourkela last night. A report.
In what was arguably the most exciting match of the ongoing Hockey India League so far, home team Kalinga Lancers staged a stunning comeback in Rourkela to first draw 5-5 with the Delhi SG Pipers and then win in the shootout to claim a crucial bonus point yesterday. Hendricks had opened the scoring for the Lancers through a deflected drag flick in the first quarter, but the Pipers finally came into their own in the second. 4 goals in 5 minutes by the bottom team stunned the defending champions. The comeback was completed by Hendricks in the 52nd minute, who thundered his drag flick in, much to the joy of the partisan home crowd. A tense shootout followed that the Lancers won 3-2 when keeper Toby Reynolds Cottrell saved deftly with Delhi needing to score. Earlier, the Women's League also saw a goal rush as the Odisha Warriors hammered the Shachi Rad Bengal Tigers 4-1 in a game in which the former took their chances better despite Bengal trying their best. Today at 6 p.m. in the Women's League, JSW Surma Hockey Club faced Delhi SG Pipers while at 8:15 p.m. in the men's section, the Shachi Rad Bengal Tigers take on Surma.
This is Sharia Chaudhary reporting for Akashvani.
In our bilingual live phone-in program, Public Speak at 9:30 p.m. tonight, we will bring an insightful discussion on ensuring road safety with Mahmood Ahmed, Additional Secretary, Ministry of Road Transport and National Highways, and Anil Chikara, Transport Expert. To participate, simply dial the telephone number 011-2342-1050 and 011-2331-4444 from 9:30 p.m. onwards tonight. And now, for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Sarabjit Kaur.
Thank you, Pramod. PM Lords EC asks all to vote for stronger India is the lead in the Asian age. Fair polling, PM Modi heaps praise on Election Commission during Mann Ki Baat is the lead in the Statesman. Almost all papers have on their front page the story of the swearing-in of Donald Trump as the president of USA Today, with External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar representing India at the ceremony in Washington, D.C. And finally, the 54th Statesman Vintage Car Rally held in Kolkata yesterday had cars as old as the 1906 Renault Frères and the star-studded 1963 Triumph Spitfire 4, owned by Jackie Shroff. And with that, it's back to you, Pramod.
Thank you, Sarabjit. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Donald Trump to be sworn in as 47th President of the United States today. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar to attend the swearing-in ceremony. 55th Annual Meeting of World Economic Forum to begin today in Davos. Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnav to lead the Indian delegation at the five-day event. First three hostages arrive in Israel under Gaza ceasefire agreement. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla to inaugurate All India Presiding Officers Conference in Patna today. IMD forecasts rain and snowfall in several parts of North India during the next 5 days due to western disturbance. And India creates history in inaugural edition of Khokho World Cup as both men's and women's teams lift trophies in New Delhi. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.